在西北地出西北多朝日落日西
上着快乐的你看是什么大地学习之旅阿拉伯的三者都把那些三者说当时你说你就是现代的学习也要参难的阿拉伯的三者都把那些三者说当时你说当时上着快乐的三界的三行者多拉跟这三界的多拉
저숨만남되나셔가마라브리마르메탕스규마스어추르다밀람노드진다두제슈나데다다스와티갈다다나다티갑라진가서라카르마스두갈라다다티기다나나와다동반이아니초가식라요하레스어다디숨기요하레바다다이담바니다시식이때문에데니게남샤태바스이다다다갈매빼이때문에독순귀하래라고갈마세대기다
So you know the verse that we recite every time before class, the verse which comes from the Vajrakata Sutra, which says like a star, a visual aberration, a flame of lamp, and so forth. Yeah. So the verse starts with a star.And star here is is analogous of how on any one specific phenomenon, the two truths, the two levels of reality are complete, yeah, within each phenomenon. Yeah.
어떻게니딱가장저한입밖에안나도시내둔시에가봐야단단히온도차고건조온도차가왔습니다다다대니기뜻이되기도와어디낭신다대만이게남샤디다시탐재기등도대대바시로와어디 sungwara, ta tindegi ta, ane si pogi, ta pei tengna tupen sari, karma sudu kanu ta, nawa, tongba sudu, chokpa chigi tengna tuptepashita.
When we looked at the seven diamond of Vajra essential points or the topics, we saw how they could be dealt from an ultimate perspective or from a conventional perspective. Yeah. So likewise, when we talk about reality here, on any given phenomenon, the two levels of reality are complete within it, in that on any given phenomenon, there is a coming together of appearance and emptiness.
Atokshini, chazang, ta tiki pena ta, ta tonda yin tenpa nyingi namshu shen yin tukala, ta pena kasore. Pena, shi tamje, ta shi tamje ki tingna, ani shi duksini pagi. Pena, mito, nambara mito bi shi suru kola, tongpa nyingi osu mito bi shi tiki, tila nangzu shi yore, kola, ani nangdang meda wa shi yore, shi tila ten, ten ten yin tukala, ani shi ko, nambara to nyingi osu mito bi shi gila, ani shi nangdang shik, ani timen babi, ani shi korang shik ten yin tukala, ani Tanyebe, number topa, Tanyebe, Samala, and it's a toxin, Nansugi, Rashi Chikin, Rashi Ni Toxini, Yuares, Otosung Yare.
So it is said that on any, on each and every single phenomenon, there are two levels of reality or truths. Depending, and these two levels of truth are related to the minds to which they appear. So there's one level of truth that appears to the non-conceptual wisdom, and specifically there's this one level of truth that appears to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Yeah. So there is an appearance to this particular wisdom. So that's one manner of appearance. Other than this, then there is a level of appearance to another mind, a mind which is called a conventional valid cognizer. So, a conventional valid cognizer is essentially a valid cognizer in the continuum of a non-superior. Yeah, the valid cognizers are in the continuum of someone who has not directly realized emptiness. Yeah. So, to those valid cognizers, there is something that appears, so there's one level of truth that appears to those valid cognizers here.
Oh, to tanda nyo mbotire, shi chigi teng tu ten tu kala, ta tongpa nyo ngosung tu me lo la, nang su yirang shin shik. Ani, ti membe tu nyo ma lo be lo la, na wa tar ki nang su yirang shin shik. Sen ta shi chigi teng tu, ta ten ten napsha ni, tegire, sa ten zang, ta tu nyo ngosung tu me lo la, nang su tar ki, rang shin ti, ta pake ta, karso re pake. Tata tenpa ase, ta tunyi matope loyi ani chikta, lo tsamati la, nangzu taki rang shin te la, ta kunzu tenpa ase, ta duksi ni shakiyo re.
So, there are these two levels of reality on every single existence. Yeah. So that level of reality, the nature of, you know, the appearance, you know, to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness is an ultimate truth. Then that, then the other level of reality, whose nature is that of, is nature of which is the appearance to the conventional valid cognizer, that is the conventional or obscurational truth, yeah, or truth, or yeah, yeah, or concealer truth.
어떻게 제가 때나 다 동반이 무슨 좀 러지기 변하다 강사다우라 두 세대도 가나 동반이 무슨 좀 변하 강사 두 대도 가나 아니 강사 통과 형말이었어 강사 마통하시 나 강사 마통하시니 나 동반이 강사의 등이 나 동반이 있어 나 강사 거랑 걸로 책이 하면 가래로를 채우서는 강사의 등이 동반이 강사랑 신이 동반하서 나 강자 랑식이 동반 깍삼치다. 마 랑식이 동반 깍삼치 모두 아니 로라 마셔야지 숨구야래.
So let's if we take the wisdom directly perceiving the emptiness of the person, for example, it is said that in the perspective of this wisdom directly perceiving the emptiness of the person does not appear to this wisdom. What this mind realizes, and what this mind, what appears to this mind is the mere emptiness of inherent existence. So what appears to this mind is just the mere negation, which is the emptiness of true existence. Yeah.
어떻게니? 다 지금 강사 몇 받아 말해. 지금 강사 열대이나 동반이 무슨 도배 아니 너희 월대나 아니 강사 망 두고야 말해. 지금 강사 몇 받아 쓰기야 말이네. 동반이 무슨 도 너대나 강사 지도 책이야 말해. 어라시 강사기 때문에 동반이 뭐도 너라 책이 말했어. 어떻소해?
Although the person does not appear to the wisdom directly perceiving the emptiness of a person, this is not to say that the person does not exist. The person exists, but the person does not appear in the perspective of this wisdom directly perceiving the emptiness of a person.
어떻게니? 다 티데기 빼나 다 티데지 아니 시행시도 깔망스 빼자리도 갈라 도다니 빼나 빼나 다 니고 빼나 독신이 다 빼나 난갈라 떼도 갈라 빼나 다 니메 워트시 다 독신이 니모 독신 난갈라 떼바이나 깔매 깔마 유에여르데이나야 그 동상지 모두 깔마 통급이도가 어 빼티자치로 대단 직발했어 보기 도리각성기 동상지마도 아니지 가르마 유아되네 가마테 완전히 구차투구야 말와 어떻게 어디 때문에 다 박자 대륙각성기 동상차기를 했어 아니 닥시 코나 룰라 마쳐야지
Well, to illustrate this fact that this fact, you know, of how only the emptiness of true existence appearing to in the perspective of this wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. The example of a star is given. The stars are up there in the sky. They are there. But just that in the daytime, it is not seen, yeah, generally. Yeah. We don't see stars in the day. Yeah. But it's not that they are not there, they are there. So what appears in daytime is just that mere absence of, or this mere absence of obstructiveness, yeah, isn't it? So this is analogous of what appears 2, the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. So when we look into the sky and during daytime, what we see is just a vacuity, a space, isn't it? Yeah, and ordinary emptiness, so to speak, is nothing there, right? And when we see a space, yeah. So this is analogous of how nothing appears except emptiness, the emptiness which is an object of negation, yeah. To the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, yeah. In the perspective of this wisdom, only the mere negation of the object of negation, only an emptiness of true existence appears, yeah. The basis of vaccination, in this case, the person does not appear in the perspective of this wisdom directly realizing the emptiness of a person. Well, this is what is said in the teachings about the manner of appearance to a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Yeah. And the analogy of a star is used to illustrate that. Yeah. Then you've got the conventional valid cognizer. Essentially referring to those minds, those valid cognizers that do not realize emptiness, yeah. And a whole diversity of phenomena, a whole range, all kinds of phenomena appear to these conventional valid cognizers. Essentially, what appears to conventional valid cognizers are conventional phenomena. Yeah, consolidate.
Oh, toxin is just that. Tony Mato will lose, and after that, Tony Mato will lola, and now so damned as you wish. There's a Tony Mato will lose to color, Lord Samay in good, Lord Tadu in good, that Lord Timmy to Maji in good, that Losha to shed that Mosium dash, but a Tony Mato will lose to Ravata Tila. Yeah, now sell a young Mambu in good, cause it's Samaying, cause it's Samaying. Rava, cause it's young, but
But if we talk about consciousnesses or minds that do not have emptiness as their object, they do not realize emptiness, there is a whole range of minds, because they are, you know, a mind that does not realize emptiness, it can be a valid cognizer. But it can also be a correctly assuming consciousness. It can be doubt. It can be a wrong consciousness of even, isn't it? So when we talk about minds that do not realize emptiness, the possibilities are many.
So those
mistaken states of consciousnesses, those wrong consciousnesses, mistaken consciousnesses, in particular those that are polluted by the apprehension of true existence. Yeah. These types of mistaken consciousness experience, you know, a whole variety of mistaken or wrong appearances. Yeah.
어디 다 달라 다 나와 안에 지금 나왔나 신천라 육구열에 나왔나 신천라 만약에 육구열에 다디 돈이 맞다면 로스도 다 나왔나 신 예배 개발이야 말해 나왔나 신 매배 개발 육구열 말해 저선 돈이 맞다면 단예배 로스도 가나요 지금 아 섭나 쉬이 땅 거야
So when we talk about conventional minds, minds that do not realize emptiness, there are instances whereby things kind of conventionally kind of exist in the way that they appear. I mean, there's some kind of conventional reality there, you know, something right about it. But not necessarily so, because there could be many instances of which, in which the manner of appearance and does not reflect, you know, the reality. And of course, we're talking about minds that do not realize emptiness, yeah. Because there's a whole range of possibility, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, to see. That is true. That on the Della sign, the Karsana, that Tanya low, Sudola, and in Nansu da, Metasita, Lola Church, da, Metas Young Desh. Lola, that Tellayan, Lola Chow and Nashin, but Kunzavisu Chow and Nashin. 군접이 추세디 야 용기하래. 라 오버라신라 야 군접이 추세디 야지 샤우토바시 고기하래. 라 군접이 타니에 참아 말 타니에 참아들아 나왔나지 나왔다지 군접이 추지 아니 조고기하래. 라.
So there are so many various ways, the manner of a phenomena appearing to minds that do not realize emptiness. Yeah. There's a whole range of different possibilities of how phenomena can appear to conventional minds. Yeah. But if we are talking about conventional valid cognizers, there's a way in which a phenomena appear to conventional valid cognizers. Yeah. And we need to posit that level of reality. We need to be able to posit, you know, that in relation, yeah, to a conventional valid cognizer.
Oh, 도신이 다 돈다니 변하다 비 강사를 자이나 강사 탄예도 여봤지만 참아지는 거래. 강사 탄예도 여봤도 왜 참아지는 거래? 다 뒤에 강사 여래. 강사 남기 여래. 가서 요래 가서 나왔다시 가서기 된 지기요래 저와 지기요래 그러면 대사 가서 세대 요래스 단념이 설명하나 가서 세대 요래 대사 가서 요래스니 양 샤국이 요래.
So for example, in the person appears in the perspective of a conventional valid cognizer realizing a person, yeah. So we need to be able to just as the person appears to this conventional valid cognizer apprehending a person. Yeah. A person exists, yeah. We need to be able to posit that, because the person does exist and the person does function, you know. Yeah.
Oh, Tuchini. Today in Zang, Tatondang, Tatonda Dilla, Pena Carme, Pitin, so I did it, Penata, Penata, Pena Sarge, Tatella, that Namka Tangche, that. 담배 담 나고 차에 누가라 아니 남카라 독신 때문에 아니 가르마 나서 것이다 가르마 저거 나서 것이 나대시 어다 지금 거기 나서 것이다 망부시 나대시 그러고 대당 배대라 자체 다 단예비 천명원아 아니 군접이 좋다 메르스 나가시 있고요 그래서
So then going back to the analogy of a star again, yeah. So you don't see the stars in the daytime. Yeah. But after sunset, when the sky is dark, then suddenly, you know, we see all this whole constellations here. So many stars here. So that is kind of this analogous of how, you know, whole diversity or variety of phenomena, how they appear to conventional valid cognizers. Yeah.
어떻게 재산 딱 가르면 속바 뒤에 땅에 다 돈다 티래 다 뒤 가르마 세리게 돈다 신업의 땅도 다 낭도 니소 세시 태바도시 어떻게 다 뒤 순거열에 돈다이 가르스나 돈 아 돈 용어순 도배 로라 아니 낭수직 아니 반입에 참아라 낭수직 어떤데 시식이 땅도 나서 니열에 대도 찍라 돈도 내가 쓰기래 아니 조진세나 군조 대봐서 어떻게 다 송해 어떻게 봐래?
So in essence, yeah. So the analogy of a star here is to illustrate, you know, how on any one given phenomenon, there is a coming together of appearance and emptiness. Yeah. So in short, so there's one level of reality. That appears to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. So that object is an ultimate truth. Then anything other than that, yeah, that appears to a conventional valid cognizer, so that is conventional or truth or concealer truth or obscurational truth, yeah.
도시도 양치, 내 성단으로, 그, 탄엽에 참아서야, 나와 탐지, 욕을 해봤으나, 욕을 구여말해. 탄엽에 참아이 시작하지. 콜은 낭지 탐지, 욕을 해봤으나, 욕을 구여말해. 그러와. 콜은 나와 탐지, 매바지를 대야 말해. 그러와. 되게 쉬워하는 시간에, 탄엽에 참아서도, 강사도에 참아들라, 강사나기를 강사여러. 이나야 탄엽에 참아도 아니, 강 나와 탐지, 나와, 또 댄바리 해봤으나, 대야 말했어. 어떻게
Well, having said that, you know, about conventional truths, yeah, about what appears to a conventional valid cognizer, yeah. Of course, there are, you know, there are some things that appear to a conventional valid cognizers, and they do appear. So for example, a person, yeah. In the case of a conventional valid cognizer realizing a person, yeah, the person does exist, does function, exists in a way, yeah. But this is not to say that whatever appears, to a conventional valid cognizer is necessarily an accurate depiction of how that phenomenon in question exists, yeah. Not necessarily so, basically. Yeah.
You understand? Huh? I don't understand. 어떻게 재단 다치당 지내마 두다 치사래 두다 치에나 타집에 놀라 따더니 옷은 또 놀래 놀심하고 출발했어. 그러다 뒤 생활에 재산 대양고 제시물에 집안 다니면 둘다 신해져이나 다 치사래 제사다 다집에 녹라 동반이 무슨 또 놀리신가 녹던가 다 심지어 사나라 와 다 건가 뭐 출발에 다스 당신이 숨겨야래.
But those of you who have studied tenets, yeah, you should know this already, because it was clearly, it's clearly asserted by the Middle Way Consequence School that for a sentient being, in relation to a sentient being, all consciousnesses, with the exception of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, are necessarily mistaken.
So
So for those who've already studied tenets, this is what you should understand immediately in relation to what I said earlier, that whatever appears to a conventional valid cognizer, you know, that appearance is not necessarily an accurate depiction of the truth of how the reality of that phenomenon in question. All consciousnesses, with the exception of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness for a sentient being, because they are polluted by the latencies of ignorance. Right? So whatever appears to these consciousnesses always appear to exist from their own sight. Although that's not the case yet, right? In reality, right?
Oh, 독신이 다 다니면 참아들라 아니 지다 군접이 좋한데 나와이나 다 유정원에 두고 다 랑원에 두고 대벌 두고 다 그래서네 도대체 말해 어떤 대시 아니 지 낭 되게 말했어 어디 쓴 거야?
So whatever appears to a conventional valid cognizer appears as truly existing from his own side, appearing. Appears to exist from its own side, appears to exist inherently, appears to exist truly. So from the perspective of the middle way consequence school, these different ways, these different expressions mean the same thing from the position of the middle way consequence school. So we're talking about conventional valid cognizers. Although conventional valid cognizers. So the phenomena appears to these valid cognizers, but nevertheless, the phenomena appear to these valid conventional valid cognizers as appearing, as existing from his own side, as appearing to exist truly, appearing to exist right there from his own side. Yeah? So do these phenomena in question exist in the way they appear or not? They appear to exist truly. Do they exist truly? No. So, well, it is said that things do not exist in the way they appear, isn't it? So here we are talking about conventional valid cognizers. Everything that appears to these conventional valid cognizers appear as existing right there from his own side under his own power, isn't it? Right? Well, it is said that phenomena do not exist in that way that they appear. So, but if the phenomena, these phenomena that appear to exist from their own side really appear, really exist from their own side, if that is the truth, if whatever appears is necessarily how it exists, that means if not only do phenomena appear truly, if they are indeed truly existent, if they are indeed inherently existent, if that's the truth, then that must be the ultimate final nature of that phenomenon. That must be the final, the ultimate mode of being of that phenomenon. That must be the ultimate mode of basically existence. It's deepest nature. And if that's the case, then whatever is that, the ultimate mode of being, the final mode of being of that phenomenon, that if it exists, it must appear to the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness.
어떻게 다 단단히 다 단예비 참아라 아니지 담바두고시 남게 여태이나 담바두고 나와 나시 담바두고 여말에서 독신이다 라브리 랍시 티다 베이트네 독신 아 독신이야 삼보단시 숨겨래
So in short, you know, although a phenomena, the phenomena that appears to the conventional recognizers appear as existing from their own side, appear as truly existent, the reality is that they do not exist in that way. They do not exist truly. They do not exist from their own side. As such, there's a disparity, right, between reality and appearance. Although that's not the reality, but that's how it appears. Yeah. So the analogy of a visual aberration is used to illustrate this. Yeah. So a star, then you have a visual aberration. Yeah.
Oh, to see that,
So as for the rest of the verse, no, so in the future if we find time, we can continue with that. Yeah. But I thought it's important and it'd be good to have some, you know, some idea about the two truths. Yeah, because the two truths are often discussed in many places, in many contexts. Yeah, even in this. Text, yeah. So we were at verse 20, and we were discussing about refuge and how there were ultimate objects of refuge and conventional objects of refuge. So essentially, verse 20 is a discussion of the conventional objects of refuge.
What do you mean? Just on take a look at that. Function, Louis, choosing children, stuck as a dick, did it, Bernada. Bena lungi chok, bena da, lungi chu, se, da, na, juda, mazu lo de, lo jung chi de, amjolo, tu de, da, jizu rig di, da, tu no kara, da, da, ta, kunzu vi kyabres, da, ta, da, tisunga, bang chir, suru kala, da, ta, tu, du, du, chadu kala, eh, koya, jokola chik, na, chik, den kukuya marwa.
Because it is to be abandoned after you achieve the final fruit, yeah. The thing that is to be abandoned here refers to the scriptural dharma, yeah. The thing that we can read, the thing that we study, the thing that we can hear about, you know, we can hear. Once you achieve the final fruit, you do not need to rely on the scriptural dharma. You do not need to rely on it, yeah, to maintain your achievement.
Yeah. tato ite mare, sta pena tata ngonzo, chue kunjo se di shebe kapre tata, pena kunjo sungi nane, chue kunjo. A chue kunjo la ta, kunjo tendam tine shi mambu yungudu wa. A tuk chinta, kunjo vete tendam yungudu shi wakata mambu yungudu wa. Ta kaan shi na ya, ta nyakab ite mre mada, tato ite mare sungi yare tata. Dela.
Well, it's like someone who has to rely on a boat to cross to cross the ocean. Yeah. But once you have crossed the ocean, you have reached the other side, you have touched ground. You don't need the boat to carry to continue touching ground. I mean, you arrive, isn't it? You don't need the boat. Yeah. You just move on. You leave the boat behind. So likewise, when one achieves the final fruit, you don't need to rely on the scriptural dharma, henceforth for because you've achieved it, your goal, and of course here we are talking about the three jewels, and in particular in this here we are talking about the dharma jewel. And when we talk about objects of refuge, there are many ways of looking at it, isn't it? So likewise for the dharma jewel, there is the conventional dharma jewel and the ultimate dharma jewel. And in this case, the scriptural dharma is a temporary object of refuge. It's not something that you need to hold on it forever. It's temporary. Because it has the quality of deception, the it here refers to the true path, the realizational dharma jewel, the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of bodhisattva superior, let's say. So this particular wisdom, the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of this superior, is not the final object of refuge. It's not an ultimate, because it has the reason posited, the reason put forth is quality or deception, because it has the quality of deception, this wisdom.
Ta chikdang ta pena lu chujin su go chikdang ta tu chi chue de zo gang lu chujin se ta to da ju wa zhuai zhe le si ge le lu chujin se de den bu meng xi ta to da yin tu chi chue de zo ta den bu meng de xi ta ju zhuai zhe la lu chujin se de ta tu chi tam zhe lu chue su ju zhe ti zhe na zu ba yin se ta to da ka le ta.
So in general, composed phenomena, impermanent phenomena, composed phenomena, has the quality of deception because they change. So because composed phenomena undergo change, therefore they are not reliable. They are not stable, isn't it?
Oh, doesn't it? Just that, because it that did it, that Louis, when that do it, just mad. Just that Louis, choosing himself, because he just did some good. Louis choosing to do it, so do it. No, that just that do young mad, isn't it? Just because it, yeah, you let me tell you, just to do it, yeah, you 루이 추진서도 교화조를 미답해라 시에서 교화조거래 교화조나 아니 거 가서 잡다도 말했어 루이 추진의 선지시 경에야 잡아가려게 뒤구요래.
There are some expert views, commentators, who have explained it this way, because the it here is the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, or in the continuum of a superior. So this particular wisdom has the quality of deception, and therefore this true path in the continuum of a superior this realization of Dharma jewel is not a final object of refuge. Why? Because it has the quality of deception. That means because it is changeable, it's not stable. Yeah. So some commentators have explained it in that way. Yeah.
Oh, to love che ani che ta pagi sanje si dumashi si matuan duche ki to kanga sanje reke mares penas suki kusta ngoni kuseta lungu seta ishi chuki kuseta ani an sanje mares tatu ijab mares watuksinta tatu ijab sela ani che pagi.
So there are some commentators who put it that way. And as such, they would also have to say that. The form bodies, the emanation body, enjoyment bodies, wisdom truth bodies, because they are composed phenomena, isn't it? Yeah. Therefore, they undergo change, right? And therefore, they are not reliable objects of refuge, right? And therefore, they end up saying that it's only emptiness. That is the real stuff. Then of course Gyalsab Jay says this is rubbish. Anyway, this is how it is explained by some commentators.
So then
how should we understand what should we understand by this quality of deception? So is this in the perspective of the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of this, for example Bodhisattva Superior? So there is the appearance of a complete absence of any stains. Yeah. Although there is this appearance of all stains, but in reality, that is not the case, because this mind, the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of a superior, learner superior, because that person has not finished the task of removing all stains, as such, there are still stains to be removed, yeah. As such, so this mind, this wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of this Bodhisattva superior, because it has still some work to be done, it still has to transform from being a mind that has stains into a mind that is completely free of all stains. As such, this mind is not a final object of refuge.
Oh, tonda tere ta tongba ni ngosun to belo ta tonda pa pena pa be ju gi ta chang sa pa be ju to ni ngosun to be lo di ko ta ko ta chima ta ta da che de ba che ga chima ta che ne ga le chima ta che chima ta ta ne ga shen de ju ko ya shi re ta cha ba tele ju shi chima ta ma che be ne ga po de ju shi ro gu gu ya re sa cha za ta ta do ya ma re so to ba di o shen ko ya de.
So yeah, point is that the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the continuum of this Bodhisattva superior, because it is still It is still a mind with defilements. He has not been separated from all defilements. And there's still some way to go, before that mind is freed of all defilements. As such, because there's still some way to go, yeah, that mind is not the final object of refuge. Yeah.
哦，但到了六月初旬时候，就当时呢，这一切呢，六月初旬时候呢，就说对，是的，对吧？就说如果我们去初旬紧张，他，他，把给卡出来，他都一点马来是我读书，到底，的送给他的，叫做他老年的我来呢，过的那些日子，我见过呀，对的。So
yeah, so in short here, the quality of deception you mean because, it means because there's still change to come. There's furthermore things to be done. It can be changed. Yeah. So as such, it is not the final object of refuge.
Yeah.
Okay, so the scriptural Dharma is not a final object of refuge. The realizational Dharma in the being the true path in the continuum of these Bodhisattva spheres are not final objects of refuge. You have to know, yeah. Okay, so you've got the scriptural Dharma, which is not a final object of refuge, then the realizational Dharma in the form of the true path in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior, that's not a final object of refuge. Then, what about true cessation? There's a Dharma jewel that is a true cessation, isn't it? So it says, because it is a non-existence, yeah. So, for example, what about, help me now, there was a Nirvana without remainder. Because it is a non-existence here, Nirvana without remainder. Nirvana without remainder is a true cessation. And essentially, mere non-existence of afflictions and suffering. A mere non-existence,
yeah.
Okay, So because it is a non-existence, yeah. So here we're talking about the nirvana without remainder, which is a true cessation, which is essentially just the abandonment of the a mere abandonment, or is only an abandonment of afflictions and suffering. So the key word here is only or mere. So what did this suggest? It suggests that there is still the knowledge obscurations that is to be that has to be abandoned. The knowledge obscurations are left over. Yeah, they are there, isn't it? So as such, this it is not a final object of refuge.
Yeah.
So the nirvana without remainder is a true cessation, but nonetheless it's not a final object of refuge. So up to here, this point in the paragraph, is saying that the Dharma Jewel, is not the final object of refuge. While the Dharma Jewel is not the final object of refuge, it is not to say that it is not an actual refuge. You must make a clear distinction between an actual refuge and a final object of refuge. The Dharma Jewel is the actual refuge, the real protection. But the Dharma Jewel is not the final object of refuge. Four destroyers, be it a hearer, four destroyer, or solitary realizer, four destroyer. They are the Sangha Jewel, but they are not final objects for refuge. Why? Because they have fright. What fright? So why is the Sangha Jewel not a final object of refuge? Because, for example, a hearer and solitary realizer, four destroyers are arhats. Yeah? Because they still they have the knowledge obscurations. Yeah? So, in short, basically, the scriptural Dharma is not the final object of refuge. The realizational Dharma is not a final object of refuge. True cessation is not a final object of refuge. And all non-Buddha superiors are not final objects of refuge.
That 타도 타바 찍도 두바래 타도 타바 숲도 두바래 야 딘데게 야 내단지 야 뭐지 신고 가로 야 디메나 양고 아니요 저요래 변화 타도 타바 숨세 타도 타바 찍센다 두도 마시야 또는 다음에 또 용도 와 어디야 신고래
And this is where some knowledge of certain areas, you know, that were covered in the tenets. This is where knowledge of some of these things covered in the tenets would be useful. And you need to be very clear, otherwise it'd be very confusing. Because if you remember, so there, according to the four Buddhist tenets, yeah, there are different assertions. Yeah. The many assert that there are three final vehicles, yeah. Whereas there is also the assertion that there's just only one final vehicle. So if you do not understand that there are differing views as to how many final vehicles there are, then you also be you get a bit of trouble or confusion, yeah.
어떻게 했다? 다도 되고 있어.
Well, this was already covered in tenets, yeah. But it would be good to revisit, yeah, some of these things on your own and to remind yourselves, yeah. Like who are the, so you know you have the, what you call it? The proponents of great exposition, proponents of sutra, proponents of mind only. Then you have the middle way autonomous, middle way consequentialist, you know. So what are their assertions? Who asserts that there are three final vehicles? And who are the ones, or who asserts there's one final vehicle, right? And what are their reasons for their respective assertions? So, the proponents of Hinayana tenets basically assert that when the Nirvana without remainder is attained, the person ceases to exist. Yeah. That the continuum, you know, is severed, yeah, isn't it? Then in the divisions of the Mahayana tenets, so even within the mind only, there are proponents of, there are those who propound that the consciousness is, the continuum of the person is severed. There are some who propound that it is not severed, yeah.
어떻게 된대게 한 저기 조금만 보인 것도 왔다 단단히 다도 안에 대변아 보기 우마비 두대 온도 잡은 다도 다바 찍으래 씁니다 이거 뭐 먹고 있다 두면 거래 라면도 양할 때나 이거 준치는 지금 말해 쓰네요 이거 두시에 먹고 것이 아니 다도 다바 찍 세지마도 요 말했어 로 아니 라면도 양할 때 이거 준치나 아니 씨 이거 뭐 이거 남자 뭐 먹고 있는 해시 어떤데 손실 다도 다바 찍래스 어떻게 두면 거래 제가 값들 셔야 돼 다도 다바 찍 두배기 치도 아니 라면한테 다도 잡 말을 써야 된다 다만 보신 것도 왔다 하지 못한 다도 잡 말을 쓴 두배지 나 또는 다도 잡아서 찍 못 여 말했어 다 내가 뜬데라 두고 여래
So then of course according to the proponents of Mahayana tenets and within that you know proponents of the middle way which is the highest so in short I mean to take away all the debate and the discussion, yeah. So they assert that there's just one final vehicle, yeah. There's only one final vehicle. And that there's a lot of reasoning that is put forth to explain why when the nirvana without remainder is attained, the person still exists. The continuum of the person is not severed, yeah. And there are many reasons to show that.
And there are also, you know, and also reasons to show that if you assert that the person, the continuum of the person is severed after achieving nirvana, then you have whole list of logical fallacies, problems, inconsistencies. Yeah. So, you know, there's all this, you know, great analysis and discussion. Yeah. So basically, in short, the reality is that the person, the continuum of the person is not severed. It doesn't matter nirvana anyway. It will never be severed. And there's only one final, and the reality is that there's one final vehicle for everybody. So as such, from that perspective, which is the perspective of this treatise, yeah. As such, you know, those arhats, you know, those who have achieved, you know, the hearers and solitary realizers, arhatship, yeah, full destroyerhood or whatever, and they are not considered final objects of refuge. Yeah, basically,
yeah,
like that. So these four destroyers, whether it's hearers or solitary realizer, four destroyers are arhats, yeah. Because they still have the knowledge obscurations, yeah, within them, yeah. So therefore, it is said that they will have to enter the minor path and remove those obscurations, and then only then will they become Buddha, and then being a final object of refuge. Yeah. So before that, you are not. So this treatise, the Sublime Continuum, adopts the position and the perspective of one final vehicle for everybody. So, but of course, if you have studied tenets, no, then you should have some idea, no? What is the difference between nirvana with remainder and nirvana without remainder? And, you know, there are so many assertions according to the various tenets, isn't it, right? So, yeah, so if you don't remember these things, and of course, then just looking at the words nirvana with remainder, without remainder, is not going to make, yeah, much sense, yeah.
Oh, tindashini, chasanta, nyak, nyak, nam yu shue tere, ko peja ta se te le lobo mere, so tere ya ko, ko, shung mong bu, shi mu tini, to san chi ku ku yore, chik ku yong zo shen ka ku yore, ra chik ta, benda ta, benda shiwa na shen he, ko, chup ta tu zuyang, chik, ya kyo ta kwa he, o tindashini ta, ta shung mong bu shi ta, chik, yong zo wana chik,
That's why I've mentioned that if you really want to learn, you have to understand that it's not an easy thing. A real learning is not an easy thing. Real learning, in that I mentioned, isn't it? There's no way you can really learn just by focusing on one area or one particular topic in the entire Buddha Dharma or just one text, no, and then expect to know everything. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way, because everything is interconnected. You have to learn from various areas and not forget what you have learned, because you need to put everything together. Yeah. Otherwise, it's, yeah, just hoping that, you know, you just coming to this whatever topic or one particular topic and want to learn something, I think that's it's not going to work. Yeah. So therefore, you really have to remember, not forget the stuff that you have learned earlier. Yeah. And if you have forgotten, then there's no point, no benefit sitting there and feeling discouraged, because it doesn't help. So rather than feel disheartened, why not think what you can do to correct the situation?
어떻게 해? 다 조신에 들에 아니 다다 뒤쇼들에 들에 다 담배도도 좋아해. 야네 산재 야시 두바 주지 구신제 소장티 다독실 다 되게 다 전담이 잡수세디 아니 산재 코나레 소독신에 소해.
Okay, then the verse 21 is basically saying that only Buddha is the final refuge. Ultimately, the refuge of transmigrators is just the soul Buddha, because the subduer has the body of doctrine, and because the Buddha is the finality of the community of the Sangha.
Oh, yeah. 도와 좋아스나 다 심장라 고쇼레 도와 심장이 안 타뚜기 잡디 안 산제 약실레스 디카르스나 아니지 카르 직바 탐제다 제 제외 아니 추기 꾸니에 바레스 왔다 균세 디다네 두베레.
So ultimately, the refuge of all sentient beings is only the Buddha and nobody else. Why? Because the Buddha has achieved the Dharmakaya that is separated or that is separated or free from all fears.
Okay.
And because it is the finality of the community here. The community here refers, of course, we're talking about Sangha Jiwa. The Sangha Jiwa, basically everybody, sentient being basically, starting from the person who is at the end of the continuum, the person who is at the end of the continuum of being a sentient being, starting from that person, yeah, just one moment before enlightenment, starting from that superior, everybody, including the superiors, yeah, because they still got to move towards the Dharmakaya, which is the final, which is the resultant refuge, isn't it? Because they still have, they've yet to achieve that. They're still moving towards that, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, that tonda dire, that dika ba tonda yin karasana pagi ta shingula dusimbe ta bena dashi tama shaja tuba to cha shaba ina ta yui kyab cha shi. Awa an tetang dashi tama shaja tuba kopang tetang dawa shi ani shi ta pagi cho tinzo yang ter tabar chikyuare chazan jibu kyab shi.
So the for example, our kind teacher and founder Shakyamuni Buddha is a state of existence that is achieved, that is separate from our continuum. Yeah, it's an achievement achieved by somebody else other than ourselves, isn't it? So that's a causal refuge, and a refuge existing in the continuum of somebody else. Yeah. And what the superiors and what everybody is, or should, or aiming for, is to achieve a state, you know, which is similar to that, right? Similar to what Shakyamuni Buddha has achieved. Yeah? So that state that we are trying to achieve, that is similar to what Buddha has achieved, that state is what we are aiming for, that is the resultant, yeah, refuge. Yeah?
So, conclusion
is that only Buddha is the final object of refuge. Because in order to be a final object of refuge, you have to be free from all fears. Yeah? You have to be free of all partiality. And the final object of refuge helps, you know, without considering whether the person that he's going to help, whether the person has helped him or harmed him. There are no such considerations.
Okay, next verse 22 is
essentially a discussion of the etymology of jewel or ratna or the sublime one or rare sublime ones. Anyway. Because of appearing rarely, because of being without defilement, because of having power, because of being what? Because of being the ornament of the world, because of being just superior, and because of being changeless. They are called rare sublime ones. So okay, up to here is a discussion of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, the three that has yet to happen. Yeah. So and these three are the first three of the out of the seven Vajra topics or essential points, yeah. Right.
Oh, dear. That did not matter. She did not need to mamma to mess and you did your Kale consumed what the Massavanam singing to Gunzo Summa did the Tamsa Savanam to use. The Dunnam she couldn't she, Gushi, Sammy Jap, that did not matter. Choosing the top way to that did not matter. And eh, Tatan, you more dancing the Gunning, you more matters, number your maybe she.
What follows is the fourth topic, which is the topic on the basic constituent, yeah, which is difficult, yeah, basically. Anyway, everything is difficult. Yeah, so. So verse 23, 24, anyway, yeah, those. Yeah. So, verse 23, 24, 25.
So, verse 23, 24, 25. So, verse 23, 24, 25. So, verse 23, 24, 25. So, verse 23, 24, 25. So, verse 23, 24,
25. So, verse 23 states that the basic constituent is inconceivable. Verse 24 states that because it is inconceivable, therefore, there are only the object of Buddha.
다 디네마 솔로 직디기 다 삼지 미제베 두셰 스네 고요 다다 니모 덴치 다다 니모 당데시 군에 니모 메다시 남바요 메베시 손도 나브라 미도시 소득식다 삼지 미제베 두셰 스네 고네 두고요.
And verse 25 is stating the proof for its inconceivability.
솔로 직로 다다 니모
Right? Verse 25 says, because pure but afflicted, because afflicted but to be purified. So because undifferentiated phenomena, and because it is spontaneous but without conceptuality. The basic constituent is really tough. So we will start maybe on Thursday. So now we are finished with some sort of discussion on the three jewels. So if you have questions about the three jewels, you could start asking, yeah?
Okay, you can ask from there.
So it's a two-part question. So the first one is, what is the relationship between realizing the emptiness of inherent existence and realizing that attachments are the cause of all suffering for the Buddha's Four Noble Truths? And the second part of the question is, what are the knowledge obscurations that remain in the state of nirvana without remainder or in the state of cessation of suffering?
Attachment. What's the difference between attachment and?
What is the difference between realizing the emptiness of inherent existence?
Yeah,
and realizing that attachments are the cause of all suffering, per the Buddha's Four Noble Truths? That's the first question.
What's your second?
And the second one is, what are the knowledge obscurations that remain in the state of nirvana without remainder or in the state of cessation of suffering?
Shidip.
The question about the knowledge obscurations. It's difficult to explain everything right away, because there's so many things that need to be explained prior to explaining that. Firstly, one has to know that the proponents of Hinayana tenets do not assert a presentation of knowledge obscurations. So the proponents of Mahayana tenets assert present a presentation of a knowledge obscurations, but they have different presentations of what constitutes a knowledge obscuration. So the Mahayana school have their own take. The autonomies have their own, of course. Everybody likes to say their own thing, basically. If we cut to the chase, let's assume that we've sorted everything out and we adopt the highest final position. The knowledge obscuration. You have ignorance. If we posit ignorance to be the apprehension of true existence, which means to say there are many ways of positing ignorance. So if we take ignorance here to mean the apprehension of true existence, then there's the apprehension of true existence, which is a seed, and in the form of a seed, then there's one in the form of a basically there is the knowledge obscurations refers to the predispositions or the impressions left on the mental by this apprehension of true existence. So in short, the predisposition of ignorance. So there's a difference between we need to understand the difference between predisposition. So the predisposition here within the division of seed and predisposition, the predisposition here is that imprint or the proclivity or the latency that's left on the mind by the apprehension of true existence. What is the seed of apprehension of true existence? What is the predisposition of the apprehension of true existence? The seed of the apprehension of true existence has the... What it does, it functions, is the potential that has the ability to give rise to a new moment of an apprehension of true existence. Essentially, that's what the seed of apprehension of true existence is. It can produce that potential that can produce a new moment, a fresh moment of the apprehension of true existence. The predisposition of the apprehension of true existence does not produce, it cannot produce a new moment of an apprehension of true existence. But it, what it gives rise to is, what it gives rise to is an appearance of true existence.
나와지식이 누바텔라 시집스다 다주로라 독샤야 So
in short, the potential that gives rise to this appearance of true existence is posited as knowledge obscurations according to the middle way consequentialism, which is the highest view. So the first question, maybe in the next lesson, yeah, maybe. I think there's some announcement here.
I'm making some announcements with regard to the activities towards the end of the year. This is our regular October retreat, organized and led by Ken Rinpoche. So the coming retreat in October will be a money retreat. Rinpoche's target is to hit the 10 million money retreat. Each participant minimum mantra count is 100,000. Rinpoche has said that 100,000 is very easy to achieve during the time that he has allocated. Okay. Now the date will be from October 16 to the 26th. That's the date of the retreat itself. Following that will be 2 days of pilgrimage, which is optional, 27 and 28. The cost estimate, the pilgrimage, will be going to Swayambhu, Namo Buddha, and the Bodhana Stupa. The cost estimate, inclusive of the pilgrimage, food and lodging, airfare, offerings, and insurance is between 1,600 to 1,800. We will be able to finalize the actual costing a little later. The team who is involved is in the process now of getting all the final costing together. Rinpoche wants this announcement to be made early so that for those of you who are interested in coming to this retreat, you can start to apply for your leave and things like that. Yeah. The date of the registration will be ready to accept registration from next week onward. On Tuesday, March 17. Registration will close April 30th. We are closing earlier this year than in previous years because we realized that when we close late, we have difficulty trying to get the number of seats to book the seats from the airlines. And also we find that the cost of the tickets, we can't get as good a rate. So we want to announce it early. We want to block the seats early. Okay. The deposit is $500. It is non-refundable. Yeah. Except emergencies and in the event of a medical condition which renders you unable to attend the retreat. This time we are also including the cost of insurance cover in this retreat. If you have a current policy, trip policy, then you will need to produce to the organizers a copy of the policy for you to get a refund in that sense of the word. All right? This retreat is open to all of our members. The announcement will go on to our website sometime next week. Yeah? And this retreat is also a silence retreat, but Rinpoche, as usual, is very compassionate. He will give talk time after lunch for 2 hours. Okay? So please make sure that you talk not more than 2 hours, and then after that it is zip up time. Okay. The other announcement that we are going to make is also, we are very fortunate this time for some of us who have not been able to join Rinpoche in the previous Yamantaka retreat, which some of you may know is the highest Sugatantra retreat. This time Rinpoche has allowed this Yamantaka retreat to run concurrently. For those of you who were not able to join Rinpoche in the previous Y retreat, and you have a commitment to do, if not done it yet, we will be able to do it at the same time in a different gompa. Yeah. For those who are going to do the Y retreat, please take note that this retreat itself will be about 15 days. 16 days, including the day for the fire puja. There will be additional costing for us, for those of us who are going to do this. Yeah, so this announcement will also go on to the website, because we do not know who are those who have taken the initiation and have not been able to fulfill their commitment. All right. So if you know of friends who have taken the HYT, the Yamantaka, and have not done the commitment, maybe you would like to help us spread the message. In this Yamantaka retreat, we can take the small gompa below the Chenrenzik, can take a maximum of 20 comfortably. Okay? So that's all we can take. If you come after that and it's full, then we can't squeeze you in there. Right? Okay, I think that's all I have. The other announcement regarding events, not ready for details, but please take note that the Jamchot Lamrim has been announced, is going to be at Balekupe, and third week of December is the dates. The details will go out later. The team that were responsible for organizing last year's Jamchot Lamrim will be the same team that will organize this year. Also, in January 2016, there will be the Kalachakra given by His Holiness at Bogaya. So all of us will be very busy. Okay? So, if you have any questions, we will just take one or two questions. Yes? Yes, the period for the Yamantaka, it will run concurrently as the money retreat. We will start from the 16th, but we will have to extend it for about 15 days and another final day for the fire puja. Okay, anything else before I close? No? Okay, then that's it. Thank you very much.
So she